Greetings to my Shape America colleagues around the country. And thank you for taking the time to listen to my platform as a candidate for Shape America President-elect. I know your time is valuable, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak with you today. I want to speak with you about leadership and moral courage, 50 million strong, and the next generation of Shape America member. You know, leadership is a natural part of my daily work as a supervisor of health and physical education here in New Jersey. And I haven't been afraid to really push the thinking of my professional colleagues or build a case for out-of-the-box thinking. In fact, I regularly urge those around me to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm also very passionate about transparency in all of my conversations and work hard to make sure that all stakeholders have a voice in a lot of the decision-making. This is a philosophy that our members deserve. It's known as servant leadership. When we think of like presidents of organizations, we often put lots of weight on it being like the most important and highest post of an organizational structure. I propose that actually the opposite is true. Servant leadership requires that the structure be turned completely upside down so that now the children that we teach are the most important part of Shape America, followed by teachers, community partners, then our district leaders, our program councils, then our staff and national board, and then the president is at the very bottom. Everyone in the structure now supports upward toward children instead of everything trickling down from the national office to the health classroom or the gymnasium. This is a shift in our thinking about how we do business and how we serve kids. You know, many of us see this every day in our school districts with our boards of education. Decisions about class size, budget, staffing, always trickling down to us. I propose that each one of us needs to start pushing from the classroom up by advocating about what we do. We need to stop being shy about our accomplishments and start calling out poor practitioners in our schools for putting themselves before our kids. It's a movement that I call moral courage, and it's a platform I've been speaking all over the country about. We need this moral courage to serve effectively as leaders and as teachers. When we signed on to become teachers, we gave up ourselves and devoted our service to others. I believe that our organization is at a critical juncture that will require leadership from a person within our public schools. I have a specific skill set that has not been seen yet by our organization's past presidents. I not only bring experience as a teacher at all levels, but I observe and evaluate teaching and learning in our content areas every single day. I believe that it will take a grassroots president to promote health and physical literacy as the foundation of our work and incorporate the role of lifetime physical activity as an outcome out of that work. It's essential that as a regular part of our national practice, we have conversations about what's happening in classrooms across this country as the backdrop of 50 million strong by 2029. There are so many stakeholders outside of Shape America that are in that physical activity space. Our organization remains enthusiastic about sharing that passion and commitment in relation to the physical activity conversation. However, most of our nation's physical education and health teachers just want to get better at what they do. Without quality health and physical education, a comprehensive school physical activity program just cannot survive. Our marketing plan, resources, webinars need to point in the direction of developing better teachers. Additionally, we need to make sure that health education continues to be at the forefront of those conversations, advertising and branding, particularly as part of 50 Million Strong. Last but not least, I want to acknowledge that service organizations throughout this country have been suffering from declining membership, and certainly Shape America has not been immune to that reality. For me, part of that remedy is about attracting members in the 20 to 35-year-old demographic. We need to engage and recruit younger members by continuing to harness the power of social media and offer them an additional brand and type of professional development, as well as avenues for communication. You know, social media continues to be the way to expand our reach with this age group and beyond, as evidenced by the successes of the PE Summit, various Twitter blogs, and tons of awesome Voxer chats. If groups of professionals are not going to physically go to a district or national convention, for whatever reasons, let's be sure to bring the learning to them. That's how we elevate instruction and how we provide tools and resources for teachers. In closing, I urge you to take the time to participate in the election of your next president and board of directors. And I look forward to seeing you at the convention in Boston. And as we say in the Eastern District, we'll keep the lights on for you. Thanks so much.